I'd party with him. Yeah, he parties. You know he parties. Dude. He fucks, dude. He obviously
does. He's earnest.
Do you think he's a Twitch streamer?
Dude, why do you want to get into specifics about YouTube? This fucking guy that, like, little kids are obsessed with?
All right.
You're part of that audience.
All right.
With their fucking cottage cheese thighs, bro.
Here, I put these hams in some nets for you.
Rob Zombie's out here making all these movies. I can make movies.
I can make movies.
Okay, and I said,
Gabe.
She looked at me like chicken. This.
Marshall says you look like him, right?
I was like, fuck you, fuck you.
Dude, I get like that too.
I'm like, you do not agree with my fucking, even though we're friends, but like my adversary, you never agree with them. No matter what.
She didn't say I actually looked like him. She said he says you look
maybe,
like that.
I don't know, man. Maybe
he?
She's starting to think that way. Maybe likes Blues Traveler.
I don't look like the guy.
She likes Blues Traveler.
When I have long hair, maybe a little bit, but I don't.
He doesn't have long hair.
He does.
Yes. I don't know what he looks like. I'm just going to mush those together with, like, Counting Crows.
Well, I have to show my phone off anyways, but Scott looks just like him.
I don't, but whatever.
I don't.
Yeah, do you do? If you and Jeremy had a kid.
Who's Jeremy?
You don't remember Jeremy? All right, so Jeremy was, like, this really fat kid in school, but, like,
I know that kid. Never mind.
Always about Pokemon, and he was never about, like, talking with people. It was hilarious. You remember him?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
He was retarded.
Oh, definitely, dude.
Yeah. Are we ready to go?
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh, we're recording? Fuck, dude!
No, I remember someone had a recorder.
Well, we can't talk about Jeremy at the outfit of the show.
What's he gonna do?
Just cut it out.
He's dead.
Wait, what?
You didn't know he died?
From what?
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I was going to
say. He's fat, dude. You believed it so
quick,
dude.
I thought it was some sort of autismo explosion.
Nah, dude, you're like, dude, he died of a heart attack.
He died of autism?
John Travolta's character is based off of him.
Basically.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Hey,
wow,
Gabe.
I don't even want to start getting
Did you guys miss me?
Yeah, we won't.
Did you guys miss me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's why Scott...
You never go full retard.
That's why Scott picked this movie, is because he wanted to do the voice.
It's an Apocalypse Now, shall we talk about movies? You fucking blew my parody song.
What's you can do it mid-break.
I will do it mid-break. It's not that funny anyway, but...
Yeah, it's not even a Limp Bizkit one.
No, it's not. It's very off-brand.
You didn't even use the opportunity to do a Fred Durst song, you asshole.
I didn't think about it, to be honest. I just came up with a somewhat funny parody hook.
I thought that was going to be half of this episode, just talking about Fred Durst.
We'll speak about him. Anyway, Cinepunk Snapshot, we talk movies with your host, Scott Lizard Abrams.
Gabby, good to his mother, Tashada.
Marmar with a red backwards hat.
Yeah, let's fucking roleplay. That's what's going on.
What, that he's Fred Durst?
He's actually wearing it right now. He's cosplaying as fucking Fred Durst.
My brother saw them at House of Blues a few years ago.
I heard their live shows are all right.
And he said, he's like, yeah, I only wear the New York one because some gay reason. I would wear the Boston one, but blah, blah, blah. Like, you pandering asshole.
Fucking asshole.
Good night, Cleveland! Don is not here tonight. He's infirm, but he will be back next week, rest assured.
Yeah, I got Mixed Master Mike right here on the board.
Yes, Gabe on the ones and twos. We did another topical movie. I know you people are clamoring for it. So we decided to review the debacle that is The Fanatic.
This caught me off guard. I'm not
with
lie.
How bad. No,
no, with both. The selection of it and how...
Okay.
Fucking
well, just wait. Wait till we'll get into that after the break.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or after we bullshit for a little bit.
Well, yeah. But what was that thing you wanted to talk about?
Oh, you guys are faggots.
Why?
Because you guys have
good way to start a fucking segment.
You guys are fucking faggots.
You guys are faggots. Okay.
You guys wear cock rings.
I've worn a cock ring multiple times.
That's fucking gay. I'm sorry.
One of them was vibrating.
It's for homosexuals.
It was a vibrant. Yes, that's for gay guys.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
Every guy likes vibrating.
Gay
up their
guys
butt.
Love.
Yeah, they do
for their butt clit, bro.
They do
their butt clit, dude. You made his butt clit.
Dude, men have G spots in their ass. Okay.
Why would that be better to have it vibrating then?
Yeah, because it's on the outside.
Fuck someone in the ass. No, when you penetrate a butt
and hit the G spot, male G spot, that's what the fucking.
You're supposed to like.
Those vibrating cock rings are bullshit.
You tickle their butthole while you're fucking their butt. But yeah, cock rings are gay. Why do you need it? What's the purpose of it?
The purpose of it is supposed to be to stay harder longer.
Well, no, more hard, I think, is what it is.
It constricts the blood flow away from the dick.
Are we that old that we need cock rings to stay hard?
I didn't need it. It came free with an Adam and Eve purchase.
Did you use it?
Yeah, twice. Multiple times. And one of them vibrated.
It looks weird, dude. Like, I don't know. You might as well get your dick pierced.
How is that at all analogous?
You know what? I know what it is now. What? Marshall's afraid that there won't be a tight fit.
Oh.
It just
both of the ones I used were like rubber.
Yeah, the one that I used was rubber too.
Yeah.
It's an accessory for your cock.
Yes.
Your cock is the accessory. Do you get that?
No.
Why would you?
Your cock is means to an end.
For people like you with small wieners, you get the cock sleeve. You ever seen those?
Think of it like this.
Oh, one of those dicks on
top
of it.
It's like a dildo you stick your dick into.
So you feel like you're packing?
No, nigga. It is like
you're going to destroy your girl if you wear that.
It's like having an AR-15 with a rail at the bottom. All you really need is either a flashlight or a laser or something like that. What you guys are having is like a foregrip, flashlight, laser, night vision goggles, all attached on
your
bottom rail.
Tried it, dude.
That's too much.
It's not like I was like, oh, I can't wait to fuck you with this cock ring.
I can't go without the cock ring.
Do girls need fucking vagina accessories for you to fuck them now? Like, what the fuck?
I mean, I've done it, but... What's lingerie then?
That's underwear.
That looks specifically for sex.
Yeah, you've never worn a leopard print thong.
I never disappoint my woman.
All right.
Or some of those fucking, where it's like the underwear with the hole cut out for your dick to stick through.
That always reminds me of that sketch. Let me put a bow on it. Sketch on fucking Chappelle Show.
Yeah,
where he's like, he stuck his dick through his pajama pants.
I sniffed your lightsaber.
Yeah. All right. That is true. Black people leave their socks on when they have sex.
Yes, they do.
Why is
yes,
that?
Yes, they do.
Gabe, do you leave your socks on when you have sex?
No, never. I actually specifically like have to take them off. Yeah, I probably
have to, but I do because I'm being respectful.
Dude, that's a black dude thing.
It totally is.
Like,
yeah.
It's so weird. Every black dude I've ever asked are like, hell yeah, bro. They're like, you take your socks off? What are you, a bitch?
I don't want to look like a fucking Melvin.
Yeah, dude. I don't get it. Like, what the fuck? It's like, nuts. You leave your socks on and they're wearing like fucking like goddamn tube socks and shit too?
White tube socks. Like they're about to play a pickup game of basketball.
That's what they were first.
You're like, yo, hold up. Fucking yank up the socks real high.
He takes his slides off. Hell yeah, dude. But I can't believe you're so weirded up by cock rings.
It's
dude.
Weird, dude. Like,
I don't know, the vibrating one, I fucking put it on and it went vroom, and so right. I just like piled my dick in and then like laid it there kind
of. Yeah, he just stuffed it in with the other hand that he had free.
Because it was so limp, otherwise it wouldn't have went in.
Right, stuffed it in
you,
there.
Have you guys ever been with a girl that was like, loved her vibrators and every time you guys fooled around, she wanted you to incorporate her vibrator?
I've incorporated those kind
of
things.
Yeah, but it was like it was a mutual decision.
And it's not an every time
thing. I wanted a girl that wanted to do it like every time. I was like, no, dude, you're not shoving that up my ass again.
If you're doing anything every time, then it's...
Yeah, it's not good.
That's not good.
Yeah, other than
should mix it up. Yeah, well, duh. You're like, let's try not busting this
time. Hey, ask Sting about it.
I personally don't like...
Sting, dude.
I don't
not the wrestler either, the shitty singer.
Sending out an SO.
He doesn't bust.
Oh, he has tantric.
Actually, yeah, Bill Burr like hit on this in his new special Paper Tiger.
He fucks Sting.
No,
dude, he fucks a disgusting baboon of a woman. That's what he actually.
I don't know
fucks.
What his wife looks like. I know she's black.
She's hideous, dude. She's a gummy woman.
What do you mean a gummy?
She's got big gums, dude.
Oh,
she's Tyrone Big Gums.
Oh shit. Yeah, did she have white lips?
Dude, she's got like Whoopi Goldberg hair. And also she's just a cunt. Have you ever listened to his podcast where she's on?
She's okay.
Stinks.
I'm picturing like
his is one of the few podcasts where it's much better just by himself. Oh, just course. Fucking.
I don't really listen to it anymore. He got a little bit too. I don't know. He just repeats himself.
Are
now.
You sure she's not cool like Robin from Howard Stern?
Robin is a goddess. Don't speak of her.
That's
in
what I'm
this
saying.
Fucking
she's
bitch
black.
In the
she
same
has dreads. I'd fuck Robin.
Not anymore. Have you seen her lately? Well, she had cancer.
Well,
yeah.
She's like 100 years old.
She also had cancer and all of her hair fell out, so she only wears wigs now.
All black girls do.
Well, true.
Anyways.
But, anyway. Speaking of bitches, though, I was just thinking about this the other day. I've never fucked a...
Trans?
A skinny girl with small tits before. I fucked a skinny girl with big tits, and I fucked a fat girl with small tits, also known as a flatso.
I've never heard that
or
before.
A potato
that's
sack.
An O&A poll, but yeah flat no some. She was I fucked some flatsos in my day. I've never fucked a skinny girl with small tits.
That's always
before,
a really
though.
Disappointing thing because it's like what's even the point
the
of
child
you?
Body Gabe.
If you're gonna be fucking goth you better have some big titties.
We didn't even say that of course you needed to bring that
absolutely.
Up
absolutely come on. Isn't that every guy's
who
dream?
At this age wants to fuck goths
Marshall
me besides you
Gabe.
Sane now.
Gabe
I don't
does.
Think you want to
I'd let it
drama.
Fly, but it's like, I'm not, it's not something I'm seeking out.
Dramatic, man.
Let it slide. Bullshit. Like, if there was a big titty goth walking across here right now, you wouldn't
I feel like walking it. Across our table.
You
yes. In my studio.
Dude, just like from Dusk Till Dawn.
You focus on that first part and not the goth girl part.
Yeah, the big titty part.
The
is
big
the
titty
best
part's the best part.
Yeah, but I don't know, like, big titty goths, like, that's like the new thing right now, dude.
It's the new thing
it's a meme,
for
yes.
You.
It's a meme. Big titty goth
for
girls.
You and all the incels online.
Big titty goth GF, that's the,
yes,
that's
dude.
The meme.
Total waifu.
That's all you, dude. I like a normal, well-adjusted women, thank you very much.
What's wrong with 30-year-old goths?
Too old for fucking daddy issues, man.
Ah, shit.
That Marshall, is... you killed daddy money.
Listen, I know.
Yes, you did. That's the first thing I said as soon as I found out
remember
he died.
Remember I told you about that story? I prank
yeah.
called him?
On his deathbed, he was like, that motherfucker.
I'm not going to lie. I literally found out that he died, and I felt bad I left him that voicemail making fun of him. And I was just like, dude, he spent the time to, like, text me back in the day where, like, nobody had Blackberries. And it was, like, a four-paragraph thing being like, I have to keep this number because this is the only number family members can get at me to reach my mother.
And my father's dying or
yeah,
something.
And I was like,
yeah.
Oh, my God, dude, I'm sorry, any money?
So now he's dead. How do you feel?
I feel horrible.
He spent the time texting in the age where
he
you
could
have
be
to
alive
press the number
right
like three times to get
yeah,
one.
Yeah, T9 words.
Dude, it took him like half an hour to send this text, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should be
you're,
ashamed
you're
of yourself,
the
dude.
I should,
where's he buried?
I don't think he's in the ground
probably
yet.
In paradise.
No, I gotta leave two tickets. No, I gotta leave two tickets on his grave.
Okay, well, he blew it out of the fucking water.
Fuck you. What else am I gonna say?
I don't know. That's the only song
two
he
tickets
has.
To our show. I'm show? Sorry, Eddie Money. Two tickets to come here.
It's whatever okay. We do our show, we'll
yeah.
do in
Eddie,
like
we'll
in
have,
loving
we'll
memory.
Have two chairs. We'll have two chairs no, with no, tape no, over them that says reserved for Eddie Money
yeah.
plus one.
Did it. Let's fucking do a seance and conjure his ass. Two tickets in paradise.
That's not the song.
Not the song.
Oh, I got...
You don't even... You prank the guy and you don't even know his fucking
that's
biggest
why
hit.
That's why he was so mad.
You're an idiot.
He's like, you mixed my song up, you fucking asshole. I hate those guys.
Those guys? You mean Jimmy Buffett?
Yeah. It's like, fuck Jimmy Buffett.
I hate parrot heads.
To be fair, if you mixed me up with Jimmy Buffett,
I'd be
pretty
fucking
upset.
Oh, come on. You don't like Jimmy Buffett?
No.
No.
AIDS burger like, in paradise. Yeah,
that's the bit of that episode is that he stinks.
Yeah, I guess. But good, it's good. It's good, Marshall. Like vacation music. You know what I mean?
As bad as he is, the people that follow him around are
way
like
worse. Yeah, because he's just cashing
they,
in.
What are they called?
Parrot heads.
My buddy, my buddy Ryan. He had an aunt that like. She inherited a bunch of money. They call her Jimmy Buffett aunt, and she just followed Jimmy Buffett around until she like fucking blew it all away.
Yeah, she's like, have you ever heard of the band Fish? Which is a good band, by the way.
No, it's
I've
not.
Discovered.
You're a
faggot. For
hippie you're fag. A fucking fag. Dude.
I've recently become a new fan
you
of Fish.
Fucking
Antifa. When are you growing dreadlocks?
Antifa, never.
Antifa motherfucker.
They're not liberals. They're
yes,
normal
they are,
people.
Dude.
They're normal.
They're not
40-year-old people.
No, they're not, dude.
You're wrong.
You're
they
wrong.
Cover Ween, bro.
So is Ween.
Yeah, we, no, they're cool. Fuck you.
I don't know.
Faggot. Dude. Anyway, though, so this thing I've been doing lately is up to Julia. I've just been, like, talking Chinese.
Your poor, poor wife.
I feel so bad, but I'll be like.
Dude, evenings is the funniest thing.
It
ever.
Is the funniest thing, dude. I'll just be like in the kitchen, like doing like cleaning dishes or something. Be like, do bai yao, do ya.
My dad's had this bit going for like 20 years.
Oh, he does it too?
Yeah.
Your dad's a genius.
No, dude, you're turning into an old man. That's what it is.
Do bai.
No, it's dad humor.
No, I.
His sounds more like. Like
I'm doing
retarded.
Cantonese. I'm doing Cantonese.
It sounds more like retarded Japanese than
okay.
My dad does.
Oh, yes.
But
waifu.
I'll have to have you him explain it next time.
No,
he comes
they need
on
to
the
do
show.
It. Yes, they need will. To do it to each other.
It's back real. It's really fucking annoying.
Night night.
Cause he'll keep going and he's his own biggest fan, so he'll laugh at
I'm
it.
I'm my biggest fan. I'm my
Yo,
biggest
dude,
fan.
You're an old
I'm
man.
I'm your dad.
Dude, you're an old man.
That's so funny. But speaking of your dad, though, I think I figured out why you like the movie Nacho Libre.
Nacho.
Because you can pretend that it's your dad.
Just because he has like curly hair and a mustache.
He looks just like him.
Yeah, the mannerism zone was there too, a little bit.
I do like that movie, so I can't deny that.
Yeah.
I need to borrow some sweets.
So I...
They give me no nutrients.
So speaking of the witch, though, over the weekend, have you guys seen on Netflix, there's a new movie called The King of Polka, starring Jack Black and Jason Schwartzman?
No, I haven't seen this.
It's so good. I love it.
Is it a serious movie?
No, it's a
he's
comedy.
He's a man, he's a bird, he's a...
It's a true story about this guy in the 90s from Pennsylvania who was like a polka star. And he like played all the local, festivals and shit. Like, people in fucking...
Cultural sense.
Right.
And
well, people
like
in Pennsylvania like really liked polka for some reason in the 80s
and
90s.
Well, they're all from that area, guy.
Yeah. I know, though. I know.
I actually know a guy that teaches at the music store I work at.
Yeah.
He plays trumpet.
In a polka band?
Well, he used to when he was a teenager.
Right. Back when it was big.
And he said they used to travel all around.
Yeah.
And he told me stories. I'm not going to get too into it because he is married. But he basically was like, dude. Even polka bands have groupies.
Dude, yo, were they just playing the Star Wars theme song? Or, you know what I'm talking about?
That's not polka at all.
That's the cantina music.
Yeah, dude, that's
like
polka.
Mexican.
I think that's more polka.
It'd be kind of like, it's like gypsy jazz in
space. Yeah,
it's like
gypsy-ish, yeah.
I think of polka.
Okay, well, anyway, it's like stuff like the Pennsylvania polka and shit like that. Like it was in, by the way, that song, it may actually even be the guy from the movie's about
that
in Groundhog Day. Remember they do the Pennsylvania polka at Groundhog Day? They keep playing the same dumb song over and over again at Punxsutawney.
John Candy's character in Home Alone is like, he's like the polka king of like the Midwest or something.
Right. Yeah.
That's driving around in the truck and they give the mom a ride back to Chicago.
Sure.
Chicago.
Yeah. But so it was huge. Okay, but anyways, this is a true story about a guy who he basically created this massive Ponzi scheme in which he had people in his neighborhood, old people, old idiots, by the way, give him like $50,000, $100,000. And he was like, dude, I'll give you back 12% on it. Obviously, he didn't.
Using my polka skills.
Yeah. But he's like, this is like a 25-year plan.
Yeah, but even if he gave him back 12%,
he didn't, though. He kept it all.
But I'm... It's not getting 100% of your money back either.
No. 12 plus the principal.
So, okay, so you're saying
12% on your money.
Okay.
Yeah,
that makes a little bit more sense.
Yes.
I thought you were just, I'll give you 12% of your deal.
No. He was acting as if he was like a bank. Like,
right.
You give me the money and I'll bring you back the profits
like
because I'm destined for stardom with this.
I know Don's
shit.
Not here, but it's an investment.
Kind of similar, yeah. But no, it's a Jenny Slate. Speaking of big tits and Jews, is in it, and she's the wife.
Is this a Netflix
original?
It
depends
original?
On your taste.
Okay. Is this a Netflix original?
Yeah. It's extremely good. It's okay, so basically, so halfway through the movie, it becomes like Fargo. You know what I mean? Where he's like going like, fuck, what am I going to do with this money?
Yeah,
like,
I need
to get the money back to these people and shit.
Yeah, I had
you know what I'm talking about?
Where
Jerry
guy.
And fucking in Fargo is like freaking out because he doesn't have the money and he's fucked. Like, that's most of this movie. And it's so good. And Jack Black is back to his form. Like, he's back, dude.
Is he singing?
He's doing nose trumpet and all of it.
Well, no, he's just singing. He's singing, though, which is one of his talents, honestly.
Come on, J-Bos, you're gonna blow doors down.
Great.
Well, he does have Tenacious D.
Are you gonna blow this bucket down?
Stop. No, it's really
He's gonna rape me if I do not blow doors down.
You're not Jack Black.
Really?
You're not Jack Black.
Dude, you're Kyle Gass. Shut the fuck up.
He's a really good guitar player.
He's cool.
He's really ugly, though. But.
Yeah. So anyway, two thumbs up the butt.
Ooh.
Two out of two thumbs up the butt. I recommend all of you go watch this movie. It slams. It's so good. I literally, we put it on. I got back from the grocery store on Saturday, and I was like, okay, I gotta get editing. And I was like, well, let me eat lunch first. I started eating lunch, and I'm like, let me just throw this movie on for a couple of minutes, and I'll pause it, and then I'll start editing. Nope. I fucking watched the whole movie. It's a nice tight 90. So I really recommend The Polka King on Netflix.
Okay, Polka King.
It will not be hard to find.
Polka.
And that it really reminded me of Nacho Libre. There's good music, good singing, and he just rocks. I'd be like, he sucked for so long.
Jack Black?
Yeah. I mean, come on. How many clunkers did he put out?
A lot.
Envy. Remember Envy?
Yeah.
The fucking Goosebumps movie.
Yeah,
nigga.
Dude.
such dog.
Yeah, dude.
He's back, though. Also, Jason Schwartzman is like his music partner, and he's such a kike.
Well, hold on. Goosebumps is okay if you're like really high.
Or eight. Your choice.
That's true. But I saw it really, really high, and I kind of enjoyed it, the first one. I even saw
Me shocked.
I saw the second one. I did not enjoy it at all.
There was two.
They made a second one.
How?
Slappy's Revenge.
I mean, Slappy, dude.
Dude, that one character that they made the main villain. Like, I hated that. I hated that Goosebumps book. Like, I always hated the Slappy books because I was like, lame.
You're afraid of the dummies.
No. My favorite was Say Cheese or Die. That was my favorite book.
I was like the Choose Your Adventure one.
I like the Choose Your Adventure one. Especially the one where he goes to Brazil.
I don't remember that.
And like headhunters are there, which is totally
I remember that. No.
It's totally not in Borneo, actually.
Yeah.
I like Say Cheese or Die.
All right, we don't need to go
we don't
over
need to
our
go
favorite
Goosebumps.
Fuck you. Yes, we do. That's a big thing. Say Cheese or Die was a big episode.
I watched
and a big book.
The Nature Boy 30 for 30 about Ric Flair.
Yep. Oh, and I heard that was great.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
This is going to be everybody peeking.
Well, it's Ric Flair. Come on.
Oh, is that what he sounds like?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't watch a whole documentary about him, so I wouldn't know.
How's he doing?
Hold on, do you know why
it's really fucking sad. I thought it'd be more funny.
Real quick, do you know why he's called the Nature Boy?
Because he dressed like Tarzan.
He was known for not taking steroids back in the day.
Okay.
That's why he was called the Nature
Boy. No, he's named after another guy that was named the Nature Boy. No. Oh, I just watched the documentary.
That's why it stuck.
You gotta check with the fucking scholar over here.
That's why it stuck, because he never took steroids.
He's named after another guy that he used to watch wrestle, also called the Nature Boy.
He never
took
steroids.
His name.
He was known as the Nature Boy.
That's where he gets the cape.
Natural.
That's where he gets the cape.
In the bodybuilding community, natural is a big thing right now.
What is that?
Tarzan boy. You know that song?
No.
Oh, hang on a second.
Are you talking about Disney's Tarzan?
Tarzan boy, song. It's a fucking song from the 80s.
I don't remember that.
Hang on. You'll hear
it. I thought you were trying to do Ric Flair's fucking theme music.
Maybe they use that.
They use the... It's the song from 2001 Space Odyssey.
Oh, okay. But hang on. It's in the...
Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, I think so. But it's also in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
Yeah, aren't we trying to remove
nerds, dude.
Us copyrighting?
No, we're talking about it. That's fine. It's technically fair use.
Okay.
Because we're adding stuff.
You don't know. You know this song?
That sounds familiar.
Dude, I love this. Yo, this is in not Revenge of the Nerds.
It is in Revenge of the Nerds, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's in another 80s movie.
It's in fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
Nah, besides that, it's in a 80s movie.
Well, whatever.
Movie that
I digress.
Like.
I'm sorry for getting us on track there with Tarzan Boy, but
I wasn't going to talk too much about it.
You like it though? Should I watch it?
I'd say it's worth the watch, but I heard Bill Burr talking about it, which is why I watched it.
Right.
And he described it as being really funny.
He always hips me to the best sports documentaries, by the way.
He talked about it like it was hilarious because obviously he cheated on like every wife he ever had.
Cool. I mean, and all wrestlers do.
Bill Burr or Ric Flair?
Ric Flair.
Oh. Bill Burr, yeah.
Bill Burr is really the ladies' man.
Hell yeah.
Being bald and as ginger
bald,
as he
ginger,
is.
Ginger.
Hell yeah. Dude.
Short. I'm pretty sure he's short too.
He's only like 5'8". He's like all my hour height.
I mean, you could make up for your bald and gingerness if you're a tall guy, though.
If you got money.
I mean, a successful comedian.
If you got money.
Yeah, he married a fucking troglodyte, though.
Troglodyte.
Let him have his chocolate cake and eat it, too.
Yeah, let him have his fucking...
He was talking about it like it was hilarious, because he was saying that it's like Ric Flair talking about how he was only faithful to his wife like one day, the day they were married.
Hell yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Hell yeah.
But you're watching it, and it's just like... All he ever gave a shit about was wrestling. His
big
parents,
titty goth girls.
His parents only ever went to 3 of his wrestling matches ever. And he's shit. Like one of the most influential best wrestlers
big time,
of all time.
Hell yeah. He was awesome.
Hell yeah. His parents didn't give a shit about
him. He was awesome, though, dude. Yo, he could have dated any big titty goth girl that's out there, bro.
And even Snoop Dogg was even in the documentary talking about how, like...
Why? How did he know him?
Because
they smoke together,
he's
bro.
He's influential to rappers because they, like, all he did was talk about how much money he made.
Ric Flair on the drip, go, woo!
Yeah.
Migos?
Dude, we don't listen to that.
That was a song that just came out, Migos, Ric Flair drip. And they had Ric Flair in the music video going, woo!
So is it kind of like a...
It's a rapper thing. The Ric Flair.
Unbelievable. Woo! Oh!
Yeah, but for rap.
Do they use Dice Clay for that?
Yes.
Wow.
Actually, he gets fucking royalties for that.
So Ric Flair is the same thing in rap, where the... Woo!
Oh! Woo! They stole that bit!
It's fucking... Well, it's dumb. It's his only bit he
Ric
has.
Ric Flair.
It's not funny.
Woo! Wait. I don't know. He's got some funny stuff.
Ric Flair? Hell yeah.
I'm over here now.
I think Ric Flair is hilarious comparatively to Dice Clay.
So, like I said, Ric Flair, he could have got 30-year-old goth girls before they even a thing.
Oh my God.
You know where he is now?
Dead?
No.
He's dead.
He's advertising Cumberland Farms for getting like 2 sandwiches
hell
for like $3 bucks.
Wait, does he say, woo?
Yeah.
Hell yes.
He's got like both the sandwiches in his hands. He's the more baller Chinese guy from Dunkin' Donuts.
Yo. How dare you say that?
Throwback. By the way, anyone who recognizes that reference.
How dare you say that? Chinese guy from Dunkin' Donuts.
He would
is
never
way
Chinese
place.
Guy from Dunkin' Donuts is rolling over in his grave.
No, right Chinese now, guy from Dunkin' Donuts is getting way more big titty goth girls than both of us.
Oh,
yeah. He goes, do you know who I am, bitch?
I'm the Chinese guy from Dunkin' Donuts.
I'm the Chinese
I'm
guy
Japanese.
From Dunkin' Donuts. You can get 2 sandwiches for $5.
Meow. anyway, so the other day I was on Instagram and I saw this ad. It's a 5 Guys ad and it says, did the thing, earned it for when you couldn't even, but somehow did.
Wow, they're really pandering
great
to white
job.
Girls.
No, I'm thinking it's more pandering to Reddit man babies.
You think so?
Yeah. You think fucking white girls are going to 5 Guys, by the way?
No, but it says did the thing.
Did the thing, yes.
Can't even.
5 Guys is pretty normie.
Well, I posted this on a forum last week where saying heckin' Burgos are in order when you do a full day of adulting. And with that picture. The screenshot. So basically all ads, remember like in the past 2 years where basically all the ads are like fucking woke?
Yeah, but we discussed the Gillette one.
Sure. But that's just a symptom. It's not the cause.
Stop shaving, you manlet.
I'll tell you who knows how to fucking pander. When I was watching the Patriots the other day and Coors had commercials.
Oh, they moved into the woke market?
They're not woke. They wanted to be the official beer of the shower beer.
And then
the next commercial was the official beer of taking your bra off when you get home. That's how you fucking pander to women. That's true. Cool pandering.
Hold on. I don't agree with y'all on that.
I love when my wife takes a bra off when she goes
for the sake of... What's wrong with that? That's not overtly anti-male.
No, dude, shower beer? That's blatant alcoholism,
I love
way.
It.
It's not, dude.
The NFL is already...
Some of my lowest moments were shower beers.
Yeah, but the whole bra off, I get where you're coming from, but at the same time, it's like, why can't girls drink beer, too? Why can't they have
What
beer?
The fuck are you trying to argue? They're
what
trying to
what
market
point are
to
you
women.
Making?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Is Nothing.
I'm saying
we're not
it's
bitching.
Awesome.
Oh, are you saying it's awesome?
No, I will say this, that I think that the shower beer thing might not be the best.
Oh, what's wrong with the shower
I thought it was
beer.
Funny.
It's funny, but it's really
Listen,
bad.
No, it's not. We've all showered with a beer.
They're trying...
Yes, in my lowest moments.
They also played this
Bullshit.
During an NFL game.
Yeah.
Bud Light is the official beer of the dude, NFL. Light. They're like, how do we fucking take some
how
spotlight?
Do we, yeah, how do we
yeah,
get some
dude.
Fucking...
And I was like, you know what?
Give
that was,
them credit.
That
dude.
Was pretty fucking good
yeah,
advertising.
Well, this speaks to my point, Gabe, is that they're moving away from the woke marketing because I think that Go Woke, Go Broke was a meme for a little bit. Get Woke, Go Broke was a thing where you put out a shitty fucking woke ad and people go like, fuck them. You know?
Yeah, yeah. It puts a sour taste.
I think it's reached its height.
It's over. We're past that, I think.
No,
you'll still see a few holdouts, obviously. But that's not...
Look at
they're
Chappelle
behind
Show.
The curve.
Look at Chappelle Show's Netflix special.
Chappelle Show? He's a really good comedian.
Shut
I love Chappelle Show.
Dave Chappelle's network Netflix
Do we have to
special.
Talk about that? Every podcast talks about that.
Well, you gotta bring it up. It's a perfect fucking...
Him
movie.
And
it was okay. I thought it was too topical.
It was all right, but this is...
It was, what? And by the time it came out, it was kind of late.
A little
but
late,
do you understand?
Yep. But you understand, like, it's woke culture against Dave Chappelle and us. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's why.
They weren't going to be... that. They're not the people to watch that.
Honestly...
That's not the intended...
Listen, my opinion is Chappelle did that shit on purpose.
No shit.
Yeah, it wasn't that good though, honestly. I'm gonna be fucking straight up with you.
Funny.
It was mildly funny.
It was pretty funny.
But
it's easily his weakest special.
But this is the thing though. He is so smart that he got it to where you either hate it because you're a libtard faggot or you're supposed to love it. Because you're against libtard faggots. So people like us that are like
yeah, I'm in the middle of it.
Yeah, but people like us that are meh. We're going to be hated by both groups.
Fair.
And that's smart on Chappelle to be like, hey, you either love this special or you hate
this
special.
We are the minority. I'll give you that.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Like, Chappelle did that on purpose.
See, here's my thing. I think comedy, and let's not talk about comedy too much. I hate when podcasts talk about comedy. But my favorite comedy is fucking vanilla-ass, observational, set-up punchline fucking jokes about food, sex...
Airline food.
Yeah,
not like
Scott's a Jew. He likes Seinfeld.
No, I like
style
Jim Gaffigan's my favorite stand-up.
I love Seinfeld. I'm sorry.
Jim Gaffigan's my favorite stand-up.
I can't knock
it.
It
was
like
my Marlboro.
Yes, that's the comedy I like. But let's not talk about that too much. The new three members of cast members of SNL were released.
Duberg.
One of them is a comedian that I listen to the podcast of. I'm going to out myself here.
Fag.
I listen to the podcast, Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast. Shane Gillis just got added to the SNL roster. Within 12 hours, there was three hit pieces about him because he said chink.
That's Woof. Fucked up. Listen, that's fucked up. Because
and he
like...
might not go to the show now. He may have been destroyed over it.
Well, hold on. He's not destroyed, but he's...
Well, he's not destroyed, but he's not going to be able to be on fucking SNL. I don't
yeah,
think.
But that's a huge.
We'll
we
see.
Obviously saw a similar thing happen with Kevin Hart with the whole Oscar situation.
Yeah, Kevin Hart Ooh. Has money though. This guy's a fucking struggling comedian.
But that's the thing.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's
this guy has
Patreon only gets like fucking $7,000 a month.
Something he said how long ago, and they're going to like throw it in his face.
Yeah, dude.
It was like 6 months ago.
Oh,
still though.
Whoops!
Come on.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. They. That's the kind of shit they do. They're like us. They do comedy like us.
Yeah.
We've all said shit that is completely like.
Well, we're never going to be
what
on
about,
SNL, bro.
What about everybody taking down Antonio Brown as soon as he gets on the Patriots?
Yeah.
Everybody is like, oh, by the way, he raped
that
me.
Whole thing. Rape thing seemed like he broke up with her.
Yeah,
and she was just like, he raped me.
I don't even
you
know the
I
details
mean?
Besides her coming on our back.
It seemed like he just dumped her in a bad way, and she
yeah.
was just like, he raped
he was
me.
Just,
you know
listen,
what I mean?
It's it not, also happened when he was like on the Steelers, so it's like, why didn't
bro,
anybody bring it up when he
it,
was
right,
on the other team?
Right, it's right. not. Illegal to be an asshole.
No.
It's also not illegal to be racist.
I just heard a very interesting hit piece that was written about him.
Antonio Brown?
Today, yes.
What?
Yo, he looks like an 80s black dude.
Yeah, he does
look like an 80s black dude. Right?
With that fucking haircut.
Yeah. Yo, dude, I'd party with him. Hell yo, yeah. He parties. You know he parties, I know he dude. Does. He fucks, dude. He obviously fucks.
He's earnest.
So. Antonio Brown is earnest. I'm sorry.
Brown's former doctor says...
I just got... My mom sent me this? No fucking way!
Hold on, let me bring this up.
They fired Shane Gillis as we speak!
What?
While we're talking about it!
Wow.
They fired him just now!
Breaking news. This is going to be a week later.
My mom sent it to me!
Don't seem excited.
Okay. Let me get this Brown thing out because I think you'll enjoy it.
Don't seem excited.
Brown's former doctor says the football player star repeatedly farted in his face and laughed about it during a consultation where he showed up 3 hours late and claims the receiver still owes him $11,000 in unpaid fees. It seems just childish to me, Prisk told Sports Illustrated. I'm a doctor and this man is farting in my face. In the video obtained by TMZ, Brown jokes, I had a lot of fiber, bro. to one friend laughing so off funny. Camera.
Yo, this guy's awesome.
He's the man.
He rocks. I'm happy he's on the team.
Yo, this guy is earnest, bro, dude.
Why would you come out in the news and be like, yo, this guy farted in my face and it's not cool?
What do you think you're going to get out of that? It's like you got farted in the face by another man. Like, you let that happen.
Well, The rape allegations is one thing, but this guy's like, yo, he farted in my face, Chuck.
I'd be mad, but how do you go to the news? This grown man farted in my face.
Well, they're going to have the headline, and then they're going to have this doctor's face attached to, like, got farted on.
That's so funny. excuse me? I really just didn't appreciate when that black man farted in my face.
It's not very professional, really.
He's unprofessional.
Yo, it's because he's an 80s black guy.
Yeah, he's unapologetically 80s black guy.
Think of Eddie Murphy Raw. He kind of looks like that.
Yo, faggots, don't be looking at
me. Yo,
ears.
Hold on. He kind of looks like Eddie Murphy in his Raw special.
I feel getting hot and burning.
So then I farted in his face.
Oh, one more thing about that advertising thing, where they start putting man baby words into the advertising. Have you noticed that a lot of commercials have like lullaby type music in it? Like there's one specifically on YouTube that goes bing 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 bing. It's like a xylophone and it sounds like ding ding ding. Ding ding ding.
That's a lot of them.
Ding 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 ding. Everything sounds like a lullaby now. In commercials, specifically.
Because you're a manlet.
You think it's just like break into your subconscious?
A little bit, yeah. Absolutely. I think it's trying to make you feel, because, I mean, the millennial market here, I use that loosely because I don't fall for this, but it's all about nostalgia.
Well, hold on.
They try to suck off your fucking nostalgia to make money.
I'm
off
wearing
you.
A Rocco shirt,
dude,
right?
Faggot. Faggot.
My mom got it for me.
Technically, we're not.
Look at the pocket, though.
Yes, we are millennial. It's cool.
No, technically.
Oh, that's kinda cool. We are millennials, bro.
I thought it was after 95 was millennials.
No. Millennials is people older than us, too.
My brother tries to argue that he's like part of Generation X.
He's
I'm like,
not,
no, you're
he's
lumped
a millennial.
In with us.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not Generation X.
No. It goes up to like age, I think right now,
wait,
age 36. Or no, so
wait,
whatever
year.
36
it might be
is.
85.
85. I think it's 85.
Are you
to,
serious? Wow.
It's
serious.
85 to 2000, I think, is millennials.
Yeah. It might even be 99.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Yeah.
It's people don't realize it's like the generation. It's a lot longer than you think.
Yeah,
you're a
really
zoomer.
Is. I am not a zoomer. I'm older than you.
You're a zoomer. You're more of a zoomer.
Listen to Doomer.
Listen to Tekashi 6ix9ine.
By the way, my mom said, "Hey, I just want. I was worried. She sent me the Shane Gillis article and goes, I just worry about you sometimes. Your podcast is gonna come back to bite you."
Yeah, because we're gonna go on fucking SNL.
I know, right? I'm like, I'm never gonna be on SNL. Like,
I agree with your mom.
What?
I agree with your mom.
Oh, you're trolling.
I'm not.
Why?
What if we didn't?
Do you realize the things I have to cut out that you say on the show? So
yeah,
you're
the worst of all.
So you don't end up in jail?
Listen,
you talk about killing people practically.
What if we wanted
attempted
to be on...
murder?
Allegedly.
Allegedly, you talked about attempted murder.
Allegedly. What if we wanted to be on Ellen?
Do you want to dance with her?
I'd go on Ellen.
I would never go on Ellen.
Get the fuck out of here.
If they asked me, I wouldn't go on Ellen.
I'm sorry. Get the fuck out of here.
Actually, you know what? I would go on Ellen. I'd be like, what up, dyke?
No, you wouldn't.
It'd be funny as shit.
She'd fuck you up with the biggest dildo in your life.
Hell yeah. She's going to bend me over.
She would be like, actually, I brought you here for a reason. She pulls out a huge strap on.
So I've been waiting for this day my entire life. My insider knowledge
of Ellen. You have insider Ellen knowledge?
I do. She's a cunt.
No shit.
No.
Not you weren't gonna say that. No.
Hold on. I know people that have worked for her. And not only is she antisocial.
Marshall, probably like 10,000 people have worked for Ellen.
Well, I know someone that has worked for her.
Yeah.
Out of those 10,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go. But when you go to bother her while like say
So she's like Steve Harvey.
Exactly. Like, yeah. So say you bother her 30 seconds before what she was expecting was going to be like, hey, you got 5 minutes to before you go on air. She freaks the fuck out, dude. She's like, you motherfucker, who's your boss? Who's your agency? I'm fucking finding out who you are and getting you fired, dude. I knew a kid that got fired from Ellen.
Riveting.
Yeah, dude. What a bitch.
Wow, the short hair and cunty face didn't fucking tip me
off. Come on, you don't feel for the everyday...
Yeah, but she can dance, though.
No, seriously, you don't feel for the everyday man. If I get famous and some, like, 19, 20-year-old kid, you know, say he wakes me up from my nap or fucking my prostitute or my big-titty goth girl, like, a minute early, am I going to get this kid fired?
You'd be like, yo, bro, you messed with my nut.
Yeah,
dude. Can someone who's listening email me at cinemapocalypsenow@gmail.com? How many times Marshall said the word goth in this episode? Please. That's all I want.
It's under 10.
You'll get a special prize.
It's under 10. It's got to be under 10. I'm not going to say it.
I'm going to say the rest north of the episode. 10.
I'm not going to say it for the rest of the episode. I'll try not to.
Earlier tonight, let's talk about PewDiePie real quick.
Thank you, bro. Right. That Pewds is my boy.
You know what PewDiePie is?
Yeah, the
have
internet.
Did you hear about this weekend?
He's like a Twitch streamer, right?
Yeah, he's a Twitch streamer.
No, he's not. Come on.
He plays video games online. He does Let's Plays.
He's a streamer.
You think he's a Twitch streamer?
Dude, why do you want to get into specifics
he's
about this fucking guy that like little kids are obsessed with?
I like him.
You're part of that audience.
I like him.
Yeah.
Dude, he is he's the number one subscribed person on YouTube without being a company. You got to give him respect for that.
Yeah.
I don't hate him, but I'm just saying, like, just little saying. Kids
watch
him.
Well, you're not going to hate him after this.
Yeah, he's mad based.
Some people were saying, like, PewDiePie, you're so anti-Semitic because he makes, like, Hitler jokes and, you know, like,
I heard about this. This is the first controversy that he got into, right?
This is the first controversy? This is not even close to.
He said something about Nazis while he was doing a stream.
He also said the N-word on Twitch and got kicked off Twitch.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Well, no, granted, they were being those.
Yeah. No, he died and said...
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I mean, we've all died in a video game.
And said the N-word.
And
yeah,
said something
of course.
Like that.
I would never in my life.
Oh, God.
How dare him?
Anyway, so this weekend, people had been saying, PewDiePie, you're so anti-Semitic. So he goes, okay, I'm going to donate $50,000 to the ADL.
Anti-Defamation League.
I don't know if you know the ADL is. They're a criminal organization.
It's the Anti-Defamation
that League. Smears people who aren't even racist for fun and Judaism.
And he decided to donate to that?
Listen, Scott.
No, wait. Shut up. You didn't... Shut the fuck up, Marshall.
You're downplaying the ADL.
All right, fine. There's plenty to talk about the ADL.
They started being good.
Wait, can I just say this?
Okay.
Listener, Google the ADL. And find out what they do. And you'll see that they're shitbags.
Okay, whatever. So,
anyway, Pudes. So Pudes.
My man Pudes.
By the way,
Felix,
the Christchurch shooter, the guy who shot up that mosque in New Zealand, he got out of the car and said, subscribe.
Yeah,
PewDiePie.
He did, dude. Well, dude, he was...
Where the fuck are our followers?
I know! It's a Cinema Apocalypse Now aspired attack.
Dude, that'd be awesome. I mean, no one.
Don't do that.
So
he did that, and then literally within hours goes, hey, guys, I just looked into the ADL. I realized that they're a hateful organization. You should Google what they've done. I'm not going to give $50,000.
So Cubans all these did that?
Yes.
Wow.
All these Jews were like, oh, look at this reformed Nazi just donating money to us. And that'll show his followers to be anti-Semitic. Within hours, he goes, hey, fuck that.
Dude.
Now everyone knows what the ADL is. All those kids, those Zoomers, those base Zoomers, are now Googling the ADL and seeing how cunty they are. They're
base pudes.
Kinda, yeah. He was also, when he made the announcement, by the way, to say that he was withdrawing the thing, he was wearing a sweater that had an Iron Cross on it.
Yo, Pewds is the man,
so funny!
Yo, that's why he's on top. I'm sorry.
It is.
Where's
he
from? Like, isn't he
Sweden?
He's Swedish.
Swedish, okay. Yeah.
Which, by the way, there's like a Swedish nationalist party is like taking prominence there now, by the way.
A lot of countries in Europe are going nationalist.
Because they're tired of fucking muzzies, dude.
You see this? Not fucking welcome.
That's been in so many episodes.
Has it real?
Yes.
We just got to drop. Honestly, at this point.
No, honestly, dude. Pewds, way to go. Don't fucking back down from those dudes.
Kikes.
Okay, do you want to take a break?
Yep. When we get back, we're going to talk about tranny kids.
Oh, Desmond. Desmond is amazing?
No. Better. Personal. Let's do it. Ooh. Be right back.
Peace.
Hate now. Let's start this race war. Hate now. Let's get it over with. Hate now. We'll build a wall between us. And they won't win. They. Let's move. Hey, we're back. And that was my parody song that I was building up so much.
So they would transition us nicely into a topic that you wanted to discuss.
Goose.
What, Jews?
No, you said something about transgender children.
Oh, God.
Desmond's amazing? Yes.
No.
Oh.
Better.
Who's better than Desmond?
So this bitch I used to fucking sext with when I was 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
By the way. I don't know what I was doing. It was just like I needed to like fap and I wanted like a woman to answer my text. And I was between girlfriends.
We've all been
so
there.
So incriminating.
Especially
that happens.
I was going to say, Marshall especially knows.
But anyway, so I stayed friends with her online. We didn't talk after that, really.
Was she goth?
She is goth.
Yeah, dude.
She's also not morbidly, I mean, she's just fat, but also like was like 10 years older than me, too.
Yo, 30-year-old goth girl.
Did she literally
look? I was just like 22. Living dead girl.
Anyway, so I'm still friends with her on Instagram only. I don't really talk to her at all.
Does she have a goth handle?
Yo, she does. Yo, she does. I'm not gonna say it, obviously.
But she has a goth handle.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
But
it's
she's
not as bad
she
as I thought.
Hard hit the wall since I was talking to her. By the way, she's like she put on another 80 or 90 pounds. Like, and also,
you're my wonder.
But she's got
wall.
A son. She's got a son.
Is he goth too?
Yeah, a little bit. Goth? No, she has a son who's in high school now, transing.
Ugh.
And I can't help but just be like, bitch, are you killing your fucking child? Do you want to see pictures of him?
Not really. That shit just makes me sad. It's not even that funny to me.
This past weekend, she put hair extensions on him.
Can my hair be my project?
Well,
Mr. Wall?
At least somebody's helping him on like... our friend, unlike Beezer, no one's helping him.
Thank God.
He was an ugly dude. He's a bad looking woman.
That's the thing. It's like some people, it's like, dude, you look way better as the original sex. Like, what the fuck? How do you tell somebody
at
that?
At least make an attempt, though.
All right, hang on. Take a little peep at this little cutie right here.
Hell yeah, dude.
This little trans cutie right here.
Oh, God, the shorts.
I know.
Yeah, you got booty shorts on.
It sickens me, bro. Dude.
Let me see.
It looks like a paler Eskimo child.
Yeah, what's his Instagram?
He does have one, I think.
Let me see the bitch, though.
No, I don't know about that.
Come on.
I'll show you what she looks like now. She looks way worse than when I was fucking showing me. She was showing me her fucking fat titties.
I'm looking right now. Go ahead. I am.
I'm looking right now.
Yo, dude.
She's gnarly, right?
Don't hard any pictures.
Yo, dude.
Do not hard any fucking pictures. I know.
Yo. Yeah, she looks like that girl that's just like hanging around like all after right. a concert.
Yes, she is that, I'm pretty sure. She talks about how she's like always going to shows and shit. I'm sure she's like a fucking lot lizard bass bitch.
Fuck yeah, dude.
20-year-old me would have slid into those DMs. Oh, I'm not gonna lie.
Here, look, here's more tranny pics.
Hell well, yeah, come on. Dude.
Why you ruin my boner, dude?
Yeah, you want his fucking... You want to fuck her double chin?
Get your cock ring out, faggot.
Fucking right.
Ew, she like tries to post like sexy pics, too. Right, look, let me see. With her fucking cottage cheese thighs, bro.
Hell yeah, dude. Dude, I want to rip those stockings open.
I put these hams in some nets for you.
Yo, check out these prosciuttos.
I swear to God, 10 years ago, she looked all right. I swear to God.
I know what you're getting
10
at.
10 years yeah. ago. Oh, my God.
It was 10 years. Look at this, nigga. The fucking... The fishes are popping out of the fishnet.
They're fucking hams. That's what it is. It's fucking hams. Dude, it's well, smoked hams.
Well aged.
Yeah, glaze that shit.
Unreal, bro.
Glaze it, bro.
Yeah, where she
and then the now? Funniest part, too, is she gets thirsty guys fucking messaging her all the time.
You're
still.
So beautiful.
Yeah, no, it's mostly Indians, I'm sure, but.
Open
hey,
up
girls.
Your bobs.
Hey, girls.
Let's have sexy sex.
I follow a bunch of thoughts on Instagram, and there's this one in particular.
You follow thoughts on Instagram?
Yes, oh, yeah.
I do.
This is the closest thing to a thought I follow. But I really just watch it because it's a train wreck.
No, I follow one that she posted a pretty provocative picture the other day. She sells pictures. Yes, but she was in, she had like latex, like kinky latex stuff on. Are you into that? No, but it didn't show anything. But she was like oiled up. So I was like, all right.
Hell yeah, dude.
And she's, you know, she's thick. She's got good proportionate hips and everything. And then, like, somebody was like, oh, I'd like to oil you up or something. Like obviously, you'd say if you're a creep dude online. Yeah. And then she was like, there's respectful ways to talk to women.
Yes,
like,
I should respect you.
Bitch, you're selling your fucking underwear pics online.
Listen, and bro, your actual underwear more than likely.
If you talk about my girl Belle Delphine like that, I'd get some...
She got kicked off Instagram. Put your nipple away. I don't want to see that.
No one wants to
see
that.
I like Belle Delphine. I would drink her bath
water. I like her too, and she did the whole
bath water.
No, well, duh, but she did the fucking hentai face. I've heard what it's called.
Ahegao,
yeah.
Oh. I only know it from anime. I don't know it from real girls.
Shut your motherfucking mouth.
She popularized it for people doing it in real life.
Hell yeah,
really?
Dude.
Yeah.
I don't agree. But
trendsetter.
It's a pretty big thing on Reddit.
Imagine
already.
If we collab with Belle Delphine.
Yeah,
yeah, she's not going to come on this show.
How do you know?
She wants you so much, dude.
I don't know, man. Maybe if I donate enough to her Patreon, she'll
put her tongue out and look at you like,
yeah. But it's a personalized video. She'll say my name.
Little bitch.
Okay, one more thing. Tonight I went to Roxanne's Taqueria. I enjoy the food there quite a bit. But we go and Julia ordered first. And the guy who was working there made her burrito and then goes... 978. And she goes, I'm with him.
Yeah.
And he goes, and I go, what is she that out of my league? And he was so embarrassed. And the girl who was working with him laughed in his face.
Giggity.
I mean, to be fair.
What?
Kind of, man.
Not that much.
Your wife's out of your league. That's a good thing.
Yes, I'm batting that above my league.
That
yes, correct.
That's a good thing.
I know, but that much to the point where they couldn't possibly... I couldn't possibly be with her.
You couldn't possibly take her out for a burrito.
Right, I couldn't even just be a pay pig.
Dude,
I couldn't even imagine...
You're a fucking cousin, bro.
Obviously, they're separate.
I didn't say that. Fuck.
You were thinking
that's
of you, motherfucker.
Mean.
No, you were thinking
that's
of you, motherfucker.
Mean.
Like, I'm pay pig and she's not.
No, I'm just kidding. But
we don't look alike, though.
I've had to do that, you know, every once in a while.
No, it's actually the... Well,
to fuck your cousin?
Literally.
What are you getting at?
Yeah, well, did you fuck your cousin?
I don't have to buy an admission?
Well,
I don't have to buy a burrito to fuck my cousin.
The one thing you can always count on Marshall for is he'll lean into it.
Yep, that's true.
He'll lean into that dick when he's taking it.
Oh, man.
All right, let's talk about this tragedy of a film.
All right. Who recommended this movie?
Me. But it wasn't like I was like, oh, I want to see this.
You didn't see it. Obviously, you didn't see it.
Yes, I'd never seen it. It's brand new. What I heard was it made $3,200 at the box office. 52 or 54 theaters that aired it the first night that it opened.
That's like two people.
No, it's about six per. Six per theater.
Opening weekend.
Yeah. Oh, the only weekend. They pulled it from theaters immediately.
I thought it only premiered the one night, right?
Yeah.
I remember.
My shit's rough.
I saw trailers for it.
I was joking to Don. I was like, if we made a movie, it would make more money than that.
Yeah, I'd hope probably. So.
I would hope. Yeah.
I'd hope so, bro.
It would definitely. We wouldn't even need John Travolta in it.
How much do you think it costs just to hire Travolta himself?
I bet he did it for real on the cheap, because here's my thing with John Travolta.
Yeah, now, let me tell you. A Woody Allen directed movie. Tell the audience who directed
Fred
it.
Fred Durst. Of Limp Bizkit fame.
Directorial debut.
Yeah. So really what I see... Let me just take two...
And the hot dog flavored water!
Okay,
let me make two points here. Number one, Fred Durst. Clearly, this man has been surrounded by yes men for the last 20 years.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, hold on. Don't steal my point. I don't want to talk about this.
I hope I don't. Okay. So this guy has money. He still has his fucking hot dog flavored water money. I'm assuming.
Don't forget about the chocolate starfish.
I know.
And the chocolate starfish!
Really. Anyway, so I think he's still got all that money, and I think he's been surrounded by yes men for the last 20 years.
He did get into the music business at the right time where you could still make a living.
Yeah.
In 1999, you could make a living.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then Napster ruined it all.
Yep, for doodles. I'm assuming what he did was he spent the last 20 years just drinking and being a fucking idiot, fat idiot, touring a little bit. And
you got to recoup your losses.
Sure.
Hell yeah.
And he basically was like, I think I could direct a movie.
Yeah, I've been watching movies.
Rob Zombie did it. I mean,
yeah. We talked about that as well.
Yeah, we did.
That's definitely where he was getting at, too.
I think so, too.
He's like, Rob Zombie's out here making all these movies. I can make movies.
I can make a movie. Right, so. Listen, I'll make this fucking deep-ass movie, which is about being a celeb.
Yeah. All right, so before,
this is Marshall's point.
This is my point. After kind of, like, interacting with a lot of celebs lately.
Oh, God.
Not a lot, but... Interacting with that crowd.
You're posting cringe, bro.
Well, whatever. I'm dick showing right now. So
you're showing your ass.
Showing my ass.
I'm not impressed.
Showing my
with
cock.
Either.
I'm showing my cock ring. It's bejazzled. So, what this movie reminds me of is an insider perspective of being a celebrity and thinking what the average fan is.
I agree.
The nightmare fan. Like, yo, Fred Durst is talking to Travolta.
He fantasizes about... Fred Durst definitely does not have a fan like this.
No, dude.
And he wishes he had a fan like this.
You know what I got a vibe of this movie from? Obviously, this movie's way better.
This has
a kind of Play Misty for me vibe to it.
Play Misty...
With
Clint Eastwood.
I haven't seen that one.
Just because of how over the top the girl is, like, in love with him.
True.
And it's a similar thing. He's
like
in that movie, he's a disc jockey.
Okay.
I got a lot of Misery vibes. I honestly thought they paid homage to Misery in this movie.
Okay.
Anthony Cumia described this movie as Misery, but this time it's for the audience.
Oh, did he really? Oh. But
that's pretty funny, though.
It reminds
right?
me of like an egotistical celebrity being like, yo, I'm pretty sure I have fans like that. You know what I mean? Because they had that one weird encounter.
Interaction with an autistic fan.
Yeah, with an autistic fan, like at a meet and greet that like really freaked them out. And so Fred Durst and John Travolta both were like, oh my God,
I know exactly what he means.
Oh my God, I had the same thing happen to me, Fred Durst.
Get him out of here. I'm over it. All right.
That's what I'm picturing with this movie.
Do you know what I watched? And I didn't even do it on purpose. Like before I watched this, I watched Carrie, the 1976 one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they had John Travolta in it. And I'm
I was
watching it, and his acting is so bad, and I'm like, how the fuck did he get famous?
He's a good-looking bloke.
That's yeah. all. That's he's all he had for
producer
him.
Cock.
I'm he's, guessing. He's in a couple of good movies.
Literally
one of which,
the only good movie he's Pulp in Fiction? Is fucking Pulp Fiction, yeah.
Yeah, but that was like the,
that was his
we like
reincarnation.
Face off.
I like Face Off, too. Yeah.
I gotta take his face off.
How many episodes were we gonna reference that?
Every other.
Face off. Oh, it was last episode.
It's very quotable.
Dude, Nick Cage is awesome.
Yeah, Def.
He should have been.
I was thinking about this in the car. I would go to bat and say that Nick Cage is a much better actor than John Travolta. And he has way better movies, too.
Yes, he does.
Well, I mean, one person won an Oscar and the other one didn't.
Ooh, shots fired.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
dude.
I can't believe it, Scott. I can't believe He's you would ever talk down. About me that way.
You better hope he doesn't get in with Robert De Niro and those snakes.
All right, I'm over it. The yeah. mutt.
This movie immediately... tries to be way deeper than it is.
I love that about it. That's what I like about. Like, I almost want to say I like this movie because it sucks so bad.
I don't think it's trying to be deeper.
Really because
no. They were trying to
in
really...
the opening credits. It's all like, yeah, we're super deep, man. Opening sequence complete with a quote in the voiceover.
Yeah, yeah,
LA is such bullshit and fake, man.
By the way, can't believe, speaking of which, Face Off.
But then again,
but the way the movie actually played out, it wasn't deep at all. It was just
no shit. That's what I'm getting at. Okay. They wanted to make it like it's surface level deep.
Here's the thing: Fred Durst thought he was spinning a fucking yarn with this movie, and
he's
he
like,
didn't realize that
I got
he
John
is...
Travolta going full retard in this movie.
He went full retard.
That's the thing is, I wasn't sure what they were trying to get at because he's not portraying a retarded person, but he's acting
like a retarded person.
Right. I guess you could say that he has Asperger's.
Sure, but that doesn't do it nuanced.
No, he didn't do it at all.
It's like as
he basically was like, he's retarded. Oh, okay, I get it. I'll just do a retarded character.
He breaks voice and character a couple of times.
The Rock,
several times. He does do the Rock, though, which
hate
is an autistic
that,
thing.
Dude. He does it so bad. All right,
so stop moving the chair. Relax.
Yeah, I can hear you do the Rock. You retard.
You do the Rock normally.
Yeah, I specifically have to pick a less creaky chair so you don't fucking hear you do the Rock the whole damn episode.
May I say, I do like who they picked as the main actor that he's obsessed
with. Who is he, by the way?
Devin Sawa.
Oh, it is Devin
Idle
Sawa.
Idle Hands,
yeah.
Bro.
Idle Hands.
He's in a lot of, like, shitty teen movies.
Dude, he looks completely different.
Well, he's fucking ancient now.
Yeah.
Dude, he's like our dad's age now.
No, he's my mom's age. My dad's older than that.
Still, though. Yeah. He's old.
Do you know what hit me right from the top? Like, one of the first lines that you hear John Travolta say in the movie.
Oh, my God.
He's like, I can't talk too long. I got to take a poo.
Yeah, dude.
I forgot about that. That's
like his opening line. Like, you're like, all right, what kind of character are we dealing with? Oh, well, he's got stuff he needs to do.
The whole celeb, like I said, like...
Yeah, go on. You actually had a good point.
What I'm
this.
Saying is, like, this movie... was made by celebs for celebs. That's why
it is. They thought this would reverberate with us.
Yeah, because within
we have no conceptualization of
they're so within their own bubble.
It's a bubble, yeah.
That they're like, oh yeah, the common people, they'll just glom onto this. They'll
get it because they use social media.
Yeah, yeah. They must have stalkers that just want to come to their house.
I mean, some people do have stalkers,
but
still,
you know what I mean? Like, it's like, no,
dude. Stupid.
Like, I can't relate with this movie because it's like I'm not at that level. He does like completely ridiculous things when he meets his idol. You know what I mean? Like, it's so ridiculous.
I need to see Hunter.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Man,
like I need to see him. I love him.
Yeah, and he's like, he's trying to collect these autographs, and like, everything's so cliche. Like, he spends the last of his money.
Also, Marshall, I do want to say this, though, is that it might be a slightly generational thing because we don't give a shit about autographs because of social media.
No.
Yeah.
If I would ever meet anybody, even if I was like really into him, I'd be like, hey,
well, let's get
take
a picture.
Take a picture or shake him their hand. Be like,
just,
hey,
just
I like your stuff.
It, yeah.
That's it.
Well, dude, you ask for an autograph, you're a peasant. I'm sorry.
Like, remember when we were kids and we ran into Robo from he was the drummer from Black Flag.
Right, right.
And we're like, Robo, you're the man. That was like the whole interaction.
We walked away. Yeah. I didn't want to ask him for a fucking autograph. Are you kidding me?
That's lame. That's
you're
lame,
fucking dude. Melvin.
Yeah, you're Melvin.
But we did recognize the drummer, which most people don't.
Most people don't. He was walking around free. Yeah.
He did look like he should be in a fucking Colombian prison, though.
He does.
This movie was made in the Hollywood bubble. Where, like,
yes, definitely. I agree with that, though.
Because if there was a single outsider, like, in production with this movie, they'd be like, guys, this is not relatable.
Yeah, no one's gonna be like, oh, yeah, dude, I get
it. Oh, dude, that's happened to me. Like, that's so relatable, dude.
Okay, so let's just fast forward a little bit. We're not gonna quit here because there's a lot more to talk about.
All right, just talk about the general plot, what Devon Sawa is.
He's like an action star. Because
they're
kind
of making fun of us.
He's. Okay.
People obsessed with horror movies.
He's an action star.
I don't like horror movies.
He's an action star named Hunter Dunbar.
Yeah. But he's like the White Blade of that universe.
Yeah, kinda, basically.
Yeah, he's like a vampire hunter guy. Yeah.
White Blade.
The character that John Travolta plays is Moose, who is a seemingly.
What a fucking boner ass name for him.
I'm going to defend this movie. That's a perfect autist name.
Yeah.
Moose.
All seemingly right, autistic.
Like Chip.
Because,
Chip.
Yeah, Chip. Chet. Seemingly autistic or Asperger-laden fan.
Moose.
Fanboy.
My name is Moose.
I'm going to point out the biggest flaw and plot hole in this movie.
Yes.
He affords an apartment in Hollywood by playing an English Bobby on the side of, like, and the Hollywood Strip.
Boulevard, yeah. Right. There's no way.
There's no fucking way he can afford an apartment. Do you realize how expensive it is to live in California?
Those guys can make a lot of money.
No, they do rake in a lot, though, Gabe.
Those guys can make a lot of money.
Did you see his
fucking... You ever seen the shit about the naked cowboy in New York?
Yeah, dude. That's the thing.
Hey.
Don't talk shit about the naked cowboy.
The naked cowboy? You love the naked cowboy?
That's part of the movie where the other guy... He's making just enough to like make rent and to buy like a vest a year. From Hunter Dunbar.
True. Would you think that guy indulges in things?
He makes just
strawberry milkshakes.
And
true.
And that's why, because like people give him money because they feel bad. They know he's autistic.
Look at his retarded face.
I'm serious.
It is fucking.
I don't see his fucking bowl haircut. Think about the rent in Boston. I know that
it's different.
Dude, I know that San Francisco is almost as high too.
No, San Francisco's worse. This is L.A. though.
But hold on.
LA still has N-words there.
I think it's still really high. Like in Hollywood Boulevard. That's like being in Times Square.
I think you'd clean up, honestly.
Yeah, dude.
You don't
have to be that good to make money there.
You see the act throughout the movie. You know he's not good.
Yeah, but they know
Gabe,
he's retarded.
I actually have to side with Marshall here. He's right. I think that fucking street performers make way more than you think they do.
They do. Especially
you have to live a life of being so pathetic that you're basically.
If you saw
in the movie, we see him get like $1.
That's the whole point.
How many
though?
Times a day?
A day.
Does that happen?
Yeah. Thank you.
We see it happen like once in the movie, and it's following his life.
Why would they show it more than once?
Yeah, dude, he's there all day.
I actually remember my mom told me one time she was like eating lunch outside of like Walgreens in Downtown Crossing. And she heard a homeless guy go to the guy. You know how they have those Downtown Crossing sweeper upper guys?
Yeah.
And they clean up after everyone.
Mm-hmm. He tipped him.
Oh. The homeless guy goes, hey, you know, how much you make a day? And he goes like, I don't know, like $110 a day. And he goes, yeah, I make that in a day and I don't have to sweep up other people's shit.
Yeah. But that's just someone begging for money. This is someone doing an act, whether it's retarded or not.
So you definitely get more.
If I saw someone that was obviously retarded trying, I'm going to give him a dollar.
Shut the fuck up, man. I remember that time you gave the notorious fucking scammer guy on the train money.
Oh, me? I gave him a dollar to leave me alone.
He wasn't bothering you.
Yes, he was.
I need to get back to Worcester. There's a homeless shelter there that I've been living at for the past six months.
He had no legs. I was like, get you non-legged.
Bullshit. He was walking around. He was white. He was only 28 years old.
Did he have a shirt that said, kiss me, I'm Polish?
No. He had no legs, though.
That's a kid's reference.
Oh, cute.
He's on the train in that movie too.
Oh, yeah. But listen, retards have a special place in people's hearts.
Okay.
I'll give a retard $1.
Yeah, that's why we keep inviting you back to the show.
Correctamundo.
So let's get back into the movie.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, so this fucking tard, by the way.
Yeah, this fucking
so
retard.
So he kidnaps him in the most haphazard, uncinematic way, by the way. The movie amazed me in that even when he was kidnapping Shut up!
You're what? Forgetting some. The Star Maps app.
Oh, that was
That's
dumb.
How he finds...
No, I thought it was just like an actual map.
No, he talks to his best friend, which is a paparazzo. And she goes, yeah, it's called Star Maps app, where you can find where the stars live. And that's where he finds Hunter Dunbar.
Yes.
Which is a real app. It really is.
And we also have to bring up his... fucking high school bully Todd that also performs as a street performer, and basically he's the one who pushes him like over the edge to where he gets violent with people,
right?
And that old black guy is like, you need to stick up for yourself.
Dude, that's such garbage writing, by the way.
That's such
the whole thing is just like, okay, this retard, he's been bullied his whole life. Okay, let me set the
and then his
that.
Idol's a dick to him.
Did you like the whole underlying thing where it was like his mom's like a floozy at home to like, don't worry about him, he's watching his movies.
Yeah,
where she like that. Fucks random dudes.
Do you know what he's watching?
There's Night of Living Dead.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, because it's fucking public domain.
I literally said that those talking. Lazy cunts.
But hold on, it makes sense continuity wise because
he's a horror fan.
Thank you.
It could have been any random B movie.
I know, but
they chose the one that was free.
I'm not going to shit on Fred Durst too much because it makes sense.
I mean, we
that's
it?
Why.
We also
yes,
have
it does, bro.
We
it's
also
public
have
public domain plus it makes sense. Use the public domain if it makes sense.
We also have a commentary of Night of Living Dead on our Patreon.
Please check it out. Only $1 will unlock every episode.
Listen, it's just as good as Fred Durst's commentary. Less nookie, less hot dog flavored water.
True. No, but yes.
Let's keep this review rolling.
Yes. No, but move forward to the part where he kidnaps him, right?
Yeah. Okay. So he goes, he's over the edge because Todd pushes him there.
The bully.
And he has a bad interaction with Hunter Dunbar when he's trying to get
his... Well, that's
his,
like the first big scene in the movie.
Vest
yeah.
signed.
But that's where I reiterate where this whole movie is made by Hollywood people
who
against
have
us.
Have no context
yeah,
towards
because
America.
It's like, yeah, this fan comes to your house to drop off
and
a letter.
And he acts so indignant that this guy would ever show up. As if that doesn't happen all the time anyway.
Yeah, dude. It's like,
doesn't it?
When you're in
A-list, isn't that the point of personal security?
Yeah, because listen,
especially in LA,
I've been in Calabasas. You cannot just waltz.
Name drop.
Yes, I am. So, as I'm riding through Calabasas, you can
riding with on a horse.
Yeah,
a on white a horse. Stallion. In fact,
no, I was
my
Honda Civic from the my Hyundai. From the rental car.
From an Enterprise.
Yeah, from... No, it was actually from...
Hertz?
No, the other one.
Really doesn't fucking matter. Alamo.
The cheaper one.
Alamo.
No, the cheaper one.
Budget.
It was budget. So as I'm riding through with my budget fucking Hyundai... Dude, these neighborhoods literally have a gate guard and a gate before you can
even
go through.
You saw fucking Apple Rossdale throwing
dude,
no.
That's every...
That's a tip cut, by the way.
I'm not even joking. That's every big neighborhood in Calabasas has a gate guard and a gate, and you have to state why you're there, who you know, to get in.
Oh, yeah. They just look randos in.
But that's what
of
I'm
course.
Saying.
Yeah, but
as a retard, you can't just waltz into like Calabasas and stalk your favorite
store. It doesn't even have to be in Hollywood, because my cousin lived in one that was like... Granite something. It was like some fucking hoity-toity place in California, and it's the same thing. They have a gate with a code. You can't get in unless you live in that neighborhood.
And that's why I'm like, all right, this movie's very unrealistic, because it's like stars never have to deal with that. They have security. They have
also
precautions.
As if Gavin or whatever, Hunter fucking Gavdale or
Hunter Dunbar.
Hunter Dunbar.
Devin
Sawa.
Idle
Hands was my favorite movie.
As if he didn't have people on staff, at least one guy at home at all times.
He had Julio.
Yeah.
Julio and Dora is the maid.
Yeah, the maid.
Yeah, which I love that he's like trying to start an affair with the maid. She's like, no.
Apparently, they already had one before, is the way he tried it up.
No, he kissed her before.
By the way, isn't that more fucking
hilarious?
No, Fred Durst nut flexing. He's like, yeah, fuck my maid.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, if you want to talk about nut flexing, what about when he's driving, Hunter Dunbar's driving his son around, and he's like, you want to listen to some Limp Bizkit?
I forgot.
He's
about
like,
that?
He's like, yeah, we used to listen to this back in the day. This is the coolest.
Do you remember?
He not
that?
Only has his own music in it, he name drops it and then says, you know what it is?
The
fucking cool.
You remember that? Coolest. That's right when he finds
that's
him.
The cringiest fucking
that's,
part in the
that's
whole
before
movie.
He finds
I
John Travolta for like the third time.
I hate this movie. So hang on, let's fast forward a little bit. So okay, so basically fucking what's his name?
He starts by breaking into his house.
He breaks into his house and he chills there for a while.
No, he uses his toothbrush.
His kid's toothbrush.
Oh, that's worse. Actually, that's
toothbrush.
A little bit interesting.
It was the kid's toothbrush.
Yeah, but he didn't
remember?
Know. He thought it was Hunter's toothbrush.
Yeah, that's true. But still.
Oh, look, get rob him of any deepness.
But still, in the movie, he uses the kid's toothbrush.
So you're saying like he's a simpleton? Is
no.
that what you're getting at?
What I'm saying.
I was saying
was
he's more
meant.
Of a pervo.
It was meant.
More of a pervo.
To be
he
in
wants
the movie.
His son's toothbrush in his mouth.
Yeah.
Maybe he wants to be like
his son.
Oh,
yes,
okay, Mark.
Dude.
This is something that
that's
out.
Where I'm getting at, asshole. Think about it.
I thought it was like he's like, oh, I want to be like Hunter and use his toothbrush. It was fucking really weird.
He missed.
Missed.
Weird flex, but okay.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Why wouldn't they just have him using his toothbrush and then Hunter uses the toothbrush? Why does the kid use the toothbrush?
They do make it really like
obvious,
and he's like. Gotta brush your teeth every day, kiddo.
Yes, dude.
Oh, yeah, that was weird,
no,
by the way.
They did that
dude,
on purpose.
Fred Durst sucks, kids.
They made that on purpose.
Yeah. No, he definitely purposely grabbed his... Yeah, here's the thing.
They did
put way too much emphasis on that part. Let me posit this here.
Yeah.
I think Fred Durst was like, oh, let me do it like a Todd Solondz.
You think so?
Everybody's doing a Todd Solondz.
Hell
up
yeah.
In here.
Yeah. And he was like, oh my god, I want to put your son's
mouth on my mouth.
Yeah. We're both children.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, the son.
That's horrible. I
and
hope
then
it isn't that.
My favorite is, all right, so you get to the point where he's in the house, he uses the toothbrush, and then Hunter Dunbar uses sleeping medication. So that's what explains
on
him.
On his son and rapes him.
No, he uses it for himself. So yeah. Hunter Dunbar... He used that opportunity, finds Devin
Wait,
Sawa.
Mean, yeah.
Moose uses the opportunity.
Well, yeah.
You're mixing up characters again.
John Travolta uses that opportunity to chill with him while he's sleeping. And he does the
and
autistic
it's a
rock.
It's creepy scene, I will give you that.
He does the autistic rock and
he
chills with him
there
like
and
all
he
night.
He like pretends like, oh, Hunter, you know what I mean? Like, we're like pals, we're hanging out. Like,
I guess one of the things too is he like kisses him on the forehead
yeah,
and takes
yeah.
a picture for like social media.
Yeah, that was weird.
And that's how, I think her name's
the
Leah.
The paparazzi girl.
I think her name's Leah in the movie. And
she
finds
she knows,
out.
Knows, yeah, because of that. Because
from the social media.
Post
She's like,
Twitter post,
what you're
yeah.
doing is illegal. And then she... He gets all rough with her and is like, don't come back. We're not BFFs anymore.
By the way, can we just acknowledge how horrible fucking John Travolta is at this
yeah,
point
dude.
Specifically?
Because
he's like, we're not BFFs anymore. He's like trying to do like a fucking horrible... I think he was trying to emulate Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Do you
no.
think so?
Yeah.
No.
He's like, no, I'm not going to do that. You know what I mean? It kind of reminded me of a bad version of Philip Seymour Hoffman.
What it reminds me of is a bad research of autism.
Sure, yeah. that too. But I mean,
like,
I think
he
might have used
every staple that autist.
He had the gas a little bit too much on retard, and I don't think that's what he was going
yeah.
for.
No. He was going for mutual autism.
You're supposed to be, you mean?
No.
Yeah.
I think he was playing it too hard, but then at other times...
He was like, oh my god, he's supposed to be retarded? I can do a retarded character. Even though he's just like, he's supposed to be like a slightly retarded character.
Yeah.
But, by the way, Fred Durst is not a talented enough director to be like, alright, dude, chill.
Yo, tone it down, guy. Stop rocking.
Because what they should have done is just have him so he's not
it's
aware
weird.
Of social cues
Asperger's. That's what it should be.
Autism spectrum disorder.
When we were watching it together, we both said to each other, I was like, dude, I would have liked this movie a lot better if they kept it comical. Because the first half reminded me of like Napoleon Dynamite almost.
Yeah, a little bit. And then they played off a little bit.
And then they started to become like a thriller/horror movie throughout the half. And I was like, what?
Obviously, we're going to save the ratings for the end. But I actually went into it thinking it was going to be a lot worse than it actually was.
Because you thought it was going to be a lot more serious, I'm assuming.
Yeah. It was a little bit funny.
Yeah, it had funny moments.
I'm not saying.
I don't think they did that on purpose, though.
No. It's unintentionally.
Dude,
funny.
Dude, Fred Durst is not.
It's very The Room. It's funny because like that.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, so let's get to the meat here. Mm-hmm. John Travolta is going, "I'm a god. I have this guy kidnapped. It's crazy."
He basically continues to have increasingly like
weirder things.
Interactions with Hunter Dunbar.
Yeah. In his house, by the way, who's drugged and fucking like stupefied.
We can't forget either the one time where he breaks in and the maid like is like hitting him with like a mop or something. And then he
kills her.
He fucking shoves her off and then she smashes her head against the bird bath.
No, dies.
No.
He takes the palm. And hits her in the nose, which takes your nose bridge and hits you in the brain. Yes, that's how he killed her.
Okay, but he killed her.
I don't think he intentionally did
that. No, he didn't.
But that's what he did. He ended up doing the palm strike to the nose, which killed her.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is awesome. That's a Steven Seagal move.
Good for you. But it's very... Like, the movie at that point kind of takes a dark turn.
Yeah.
That's the point.
It really does.
It doesn't funny anymore.
I think I want to say this, though, is that Fred Durst was like, oh, I'm going to let these idiots think that we're going to have a nice, lighthearted stalker movie. And then I'm going to pull the fucking, all the stops out. And I'm going to make it real dark all at once. And I think that...
I agree with Scott. What you forgot to mention was John Travolta was an executive producer as well.
Was he?
Yes, he was.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So what I'm picturing is Fred Durst and John Travolta bouncing off of each other.
Fred, I think I know what we should do to make it
Dude,
more.
Can you imagine if like I palm strike the mate and she fucking
dies?
And her
brain got pierced by a nose bone?
And then Fred Durst is like, hell yeah,
I'm over
bro.
It.
That's what I'm picturing.
Okay, so that the him killing the maid transitions nicely into
his insanity.
Yes.
Hunter Dunbar wakes up tied in his own bed.
Which was a nod to Misery. Can you not accept that?
For sure,
but
it's for the audience.
That was so obvious, though. No, stop saying that. I mean, gay. It was obviously a nod to Misery, him being tied up.
Yeah, I would think so. I think he literally
watched
Misery and he was like, I could do that.
Yeah.
They do a lot of referential stuff.
Yeah.
Misery. Like, in this scene, he comes out with a Jason mask and a fake knife and starts stabbing him.
I like that, though. They should have kept that movie that, like, theme.
No, that was corny.
I liked it because it's like, oh, he's so retarded that pretending to kill him thinks it's funny.
Dude, that was corny.
You just called me babe?
Yeah, I did.
You're
my
fucking
baby.
Faggot,
dude.
Listen. It was
so that was cornier than a squirrel shit.
It was so corny, but by John Travolta going full retard, it surprised me because I was like, oh, that was actually kind of funny. Because I wasn't expecting it.
Unintentionally funny.
Yeah. That's his whole movie.
How dare you doubt the dramatic mind of Fred Durst? Fred Durst knows what he's doing.
Babe. Chill.
Fred Durst.
Babe, chill.
You don't know what's going on underneath that red baseball cap, motherfucker.
He's going to be babe from now on, by the way.
Good, I like it.
I like it, too. Babe, chill.
You're gay.
So Hunter Dunbar basically, at that point, talks him down.
Oh, this is my favorite part of the movie, by the way. But ironically.
Into saying, like, oh, we're gonna hang out. I'm going to sign all the stuff you want. We'll get ice cream.
No, my favorite part is where he goes, without you, I'm nothing.
Yeah.
Which is the dumbest, corniest, gayest shit.
No, it's the quote they also open the movie with.
I know.
I disagree,
sucks,
though.
Too.
No, I disagree.
Why?
A celebrity really is nothing without its fans.
You're not... The point isn't wrong. It's his shitty ass...
Yes.
Delivery.
Shitty-ass delivery.
The shitty way they...
That doesn't sell it.
The shitty way they sell that line... That line is so easy.
Hack! It's hack!
No, what I'm saying is that line is so easy to back up in a movie. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
But they failed miserably.
After this happens, Hunter really disarms Moose. And gets
in a pathetic way, in a way that no fucking villain would ever allow.
Well, he's not really a villain. He's just a retarded guy that took it too far.
That's his idol. Come on, are you kidding me?
He wants to hang.
That's like me dying.
I just think if you're in for a penny, you're in for a pound.
Wants to hang out. He didn't set out to do this because he keeps saying in the movie he's not a stalker.
I didn't realize. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like me tying up Belle Delphine. I'd eventually let her go.
So. He lets go of Hunter Dunbar. He keeps up the whole facade for a couple of minutes and then takes a mare's leg out of his bed. Like, he must have one of those things where you, like, punch it and then the gun falls.
Yep.
Takes a mare's leg out and then shoots his fingers off.
Hell yeah, dude. I like that part.
That wouldn't have happened. It's not a shotgun, so it would have been one bullet. It's not going to take out all his fingers.
It'll take out a couple. Takes out a couple.
It's unrealistic.
Whatever.
It was very guy who just watched 4 action movies and then wrote this.
Yeah.
Or what I'm also thinking is like, dude, just fucking kill him.
Just beat his head in, dude. He's retarded.
Well,
which I like.
You know what's fucked up too is that obviously he's not thinking because he's in the moment and they kind of show that in the movie.
Yeah.
But after he shoots his hand.
They gave a little bit of care to
and
that.
He's crawling him away. He's like about to shoot him, but then he's like, I'm not going to kill the guy. But then he just shoots around his head. If they come in and then he's alive to tell the story,
you're going to jail.
This doesn't look good for you because it looks like attempted murder all around his head. Like, clearly he was on the ground crawling away and then you shot at him.
I'm a firm believer in if someone breaks in your house,
just
kill them. I'm sorry. Don't break into my house. You will be shot.
Every bullet comes with a lawyer.
Maybe I shouldn't say this.
And then after he decides that he's going to be a good guy and not kill him, he takes his knife out and stabs him in the eye.
No. Yeah. What's he getting at? No. He stabs him in the eye, and then that's when he realizes.
Oh, I'm being shitty.
Well, he's like, ooh, I went too far. I just stabbed his eyeball out.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Sucks, dude. Hold on. I'm not going to lie. If I stab some retard's eyeball, I think I'd be like, ooh.
He's going, nom, 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 nom.
The only thing I have to give this credit is I didn't see it coming because it's so stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting Devin Sawa to like beat his brains in, literally.
Kind of like the end of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I thought that would happen or John Travolta would kill him by accident.
Yeah,
that's what I was expecting.
What I was personally expecting is John Travolta.
Spoiler alert!
John Travolta. I was expecting John Travolta to accidentally kill the son.
Ooh, that would have been.
You know,
that would have been more meaningful,
right?
Like, since like the son wasn't an asshole.
Yeah,
to him.
like. Do you remember this
scene?
Imagine
he was trying to shoot Devin Sawa and he missed him and
hits his own
son. Yes,
yeah,
that would be
because.
Bad.
Do you remember the scene where he's underneath the son's bed?
We did.
But do you remember the scene where he's underneath the son's bed and he grabs the son's toy?
Dude, that was the most tense part of the whole movie.
That was
And the worst part is they did nothing.
I know, dude. Because I was like,
so they're going to go there.
And then, and then he just like crawled out and he's like, I'm going to go watch TV with this drunkard over here.
Yeah. But I was like, oh, dude, he's literally under the son's bed. And they don't do anything with it. Like, he's holding up the son like, Hunter Dunbar, love me or else I'll kill your son.
Oh, God, I can't believe it.
No, I'm serious. Like, that would have been a better movie.
All right, let's wrap it up. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so let me give my review. This movie fucking
sucks ass.
Every turn was a wrong turn. They had a chance to make something that's slightly interesting, but they decided to just go, let me just reinforce every fucking Hollywood trope into your fucking dumb pleb brains. And that's why this movie's a failure.
Yeah, it's insulting to the average viewer.
It actually kind of is. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Don't you feel insulted?
A little bit as a person, especially as a reviewer.
Well, as a reviewer, I feel like we have a certain opinion on movies, and now that
yours
like,
is bad, but go
all right, whatever. I'm just saying, because it's within that like famous person bubble, it seems pretentious, and it's like, oh, dude, if you're not a celebrity, you won't understand this movie because you don't know what we go through. That's the feeling I get.
Imagine us taking that perspective. us being like, oh my god, people are always bothering us. And like, imagine how fucking out of touch and gay that would be.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I would love for someone to hit us up all the time.
My review is, I give this a fucking 3. This is a 3. This movie fucking
That's still high, dude. That's still high.
I don't know. One is like fucking... All right.
You give us yours.
Bad. Yeah, shut up.
Oh, okay, okay. You want me to give you mine?
No, 1 second, faggot. All right. So my point is, though, is it's really bad, and it's completely out of touch. It sucks. This movie's, shockingly bad. Like, I walked into it thinking it was going to be a different thing than it was, and it decompeted what my expectations.
Yeah.
It sucks. Go ahead.
This movie reminds me of, like, me trying to, like, agree with celebrities, being like, oh, yeah, that movie is all right. And they're like, yeah,
what are you getting at?
All right, what I'm saying is the whole bubble of, like, this is made by celebrities for celebrities. Mm-hmm. And that's why it didn't transcend the popular vote. Because it's like, everything is against the everything is against the common man in this movie.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, Devin Sawa's character is meant to be, like, a little bit of an asshole. Mm-hmm. But John Travolta is, like, completely infringing on every bit of personal rights.
He's also not
there's no duality. But there's no duality of the characters. It's like, all right, John Travolta is obviously an obsessed...
You can kind of relate to the idea of his character. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know people who are retarded like this. But
yeah.
No human would be like, oh, yeah, I get him.
But there's no duality. Like, there's no... There's no, oh, I understand why Devin Sawa did this, but I also understand why John Travolta did this. It was very black and white and very obvious. Like, and then when the plot twist changed from, like, Napoleon Dynamite.
Would you say
Dynamite,
that it was written by a retarded person?
Oh, Fred Durst?
Yes.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Dude, we just came up with a better ending in the last, like, what, 5 minutes?
Well, yeah. The whole plot twist of this, too, is that after all that shit goes down... He lets Moose go, and then Hunter Dunbar gets...
But he kills him, though.
No, but Hunter Dunbar gets taken in for the murder of the maid.
Right.
And it looks bad because he kissed her, and then
She said no.
She said no.
But she's now dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's now dead, and he's covered in blood, and he's like, there's gunshots and
all
this shit.
Even though they could just quickly test, be like, oh, it's a different guy's blood.
Obviously. Yeah. Obviously. But... And that's the thing.
And Julio is like, fingers him like, no, dude, he did it, man.
Dude, there's so much like continuity errors. Like, there's some things where like the continuity makes sense with like, you know, him watching.
What are you talking about continuity errors?
Because, all right, so like I said, them blaming him for the murder. Obviously, it was a fight with fucking John Travolta. But with John Travolta being a kid, he's watching Night of the Living Dead. That makes sense. It's like, all right, why are you making sense on certain things, but other things you're not making sense on?
That was like such a fucking lob with the Night of the Living Dead thing. It's like not that deep of a choice.
Well,
it was very on purpose.
They referenced
it was on purpose because it was free.
No.
He referenced a bunch of movies in this because
thank you. They're all Night of the Living Dead related. Well, please, sure. Come on.
He's a movie
horror,
fanatic,
but a horror
and specifically
movie.
A horror movie.
Thank you.
And also they have to grasp at straws because they're like, hey, remember these? It's like Family Guy. Remember these other movies?
Hey,
like,
you remember that one movie?
The time.
Oh wait, guess what? It's royalty free. We could play that movie.
Yeah, this is better. Remember this movie that's better than this movie you're watching?
So I'm gonna give it a 2.5 because if it was more like The Room, I would have given it a 5.
If they lean into the retardation more, I would have.
If they went full retard, I would have given it a 5 because I would have been like, yo, check out John Travolta making an ass out of himself.
I think it's better
directed by Fred Durst. Rather than them trying to be deep.
I think it's better when they're unaware of how bad the movie is.
They're definitely
because there's cases where if you lean into it too much, then it's just like, all right, come on.
Yeah, like trauma doesn't always work.
No.
Yeah, but do you think
like
Fred
think
Durst
of like the scary think of the scary movies?
Oh, yeah, okay, I love those. I love those though.
But they they lean in the jokes so much that they don't work.
It doesn't matter. It's funny because they try and they just put it out there and they see what happens.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the cinematography in this movie is not terrible.
Okay, I'll give you that.
He hired a good, decent
guy. I'll give you that. It looked good.
It shot fine. I kind of like the character design that they went with John Travolta with that really bad fucking mullet he had.
He's a clown. He looks like Grandma the Clown from
Big
Apple Circus.
Full retard. I completely disagree with you on that.
With the white New Balance shoes and all like the Hawaiian shirts, like that shirt he wears with all like the Frankenstein and shit on it. He's like, "There's only one in the world." Yeah. That was actually kind of a funny bit.
That's funny.
And
that's
the way they're dressing him. It worked for the movie.
But that was the beginning of the movie where you thought it was going to be Napoleon Dynamite. Like,
yeah, I would hope it would be that.
I wish they stuck with that theme where it's like, I'm in Hunter Dunbar's house. I took a dump in his toilet. I wish they kept it like lighthearted like that.
There was no central like guiding principles in this
movie. But you don't think you would have liked the movie way better if they kept it lighthearted? Like, I just took a dump in
I'm just saying I prepared myself for much worse because of the way Scott portrayed it.
Okay. I wasn't expecting much.
What are you giving it?
I'm going to give it a 3. I'll give it a 3.5.
That's what I give it too, yeah.
Right? Almost a watch because it's so bad, but it's still so bad that it's not so bad that it's good.
I wouldn't give it a watch, but like if I was going to watch it with you guys and we're going to make fun of it, yeah. I'd think about it.
Maybe we'll someday do a Dr. Evan for it.
Hold on, but you understand, like, it's not so bad that it's good, but it's almost.
I understand.
Right? Like, it's very hard to explain.
You need to sell this concept to me.
Hard to explain.
We both watched the movie.
I know, but it's like.
It's not hard to explain.
It's a very unique movie.
Uniquely bad.
Uniquely shitty.
Yeah. Fucking, I want to see Fred Durst make another movie. Because.
All right, well, donate to our Patreon. We have two currently episodes of Dr. Evan's Horror Theater, MST3K.
Three more Patreon viewers, we will contact Fred Durst personally.
We have three episodes of Dr. Evan's Horror Theater, our MST3K commentary film, our show. We are going to tape another this weekend, Saturday.
Yes, Fred Durst will be there.
We're going to watch Plan 9 from Outer Space. Follow me at Scott Lizard Abrams. Follow Gabe at Cheap Guitars, Cheap Thrills. Check out our band at nothingbuthitmusic.bandcamp.com, I'm pretty sure. Give us a like on Facebook. Cinepocalypse Now.
Yeah, give us a like. Give us a share, please.
Yeah, give us a share.
Please
give us
a share.
Why not?
The world needs to know about us.
Oh! I haven't mentioned this in a while. We have a subreddit where we post every episode.
Oh.
And also, if you'd like to post whatever you want, I don't give a shit.
Please.
I don't moderate
talk shit
the subreddit.
About us on subreddit.
Call
please.
Us faggots. I don't care.
Please.
reddit.com/r/cinemapocalypsenow.
We do respond to the Reddit page.
I respond to everything.
Yes.
Please be like active. You're involved at all
it's just me. It's just me.
You motherfucker. You can't take credit for any of that.
You bitch nigga.
What else, dude?
Rate, review, subscribe on iTunes.
It sounds like rape.
Also, the Anchor app, if you want to send us a voicemail, sure. Be gay to yourselves and each other.
We're not doing that one anymore.
Kill yourself. It's not worth living anymore.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Mew.
Not you.
Because what you. That didn't peak at all.
Say fucking your. Come on. GF.
Stop.
With big titties.
Stop.
That wears
it's
black
getting
outfits.
Cut out, bro. But you got some on your face right now.
Like yarn or something?
No. Gone. Nah, fuck, it's still on there.
That's fine.
It's like a piece of paper or something.
I'll get it later. It doesn't matter.
But that's the thing, like,
I've not said anything about it for like 50.
Our character.
Hold on, that's gonna be my new, like, online handle. White blade.
The right, character.
I hate this movie.
Damn it, Marshall. You're
falling
apart.
Did you spill a fucking drink?
I did not.
All right, you're done.
No, I'm serious. What did I spill?
Goodbye.
All right, well, I don't think I spilled anything. Except juice.
Check out our band sorry, my bad. Nothing but hit music. Is it? Fuck, I actually forget.
Rate, review,
subscribe. Rate, review, subscribe. Yeah, my bad.
Rape, review, subscribe.
Rape, review, and subscribe.
You're turning into him.
Rape, review, and subscribe.
Say it one more time, clean.